Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Would you?
Oh,
and
I like.
Could you get away with like maybe throwing one of these on the back fender? So you'll have your own app.
It's got to be inside the bus. It has to be on the underside of a seat.
How would I? I've never been on the bus. How would I pull that up? Hey, I just wanted to see where he sits. Okay, listen, you have a good day now. I reach underneath the seat. You have a good day now. You'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Hey, Otto, I just wanted to come up and I bought you a cheesecake. And,
Hey, man, you've never gotten on the bus before. Hey, what are you doing, dude?
Why does a man climb a mountain, Carla?
Because it's there.
It's true.
Point
Put
being,
your hands up.
It's this.
I'm RoboCop.
Where's the broom?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Won't you be my teacher? I've had that earworm.
What song
for
is
two
that?
Days. It's
it has to be an old country record, right?
It's an obscure song from
Kenny Loggins.
Somebody named Barnett.
Oh,
and it's
Charlie,
from the movie
Charlie Barnett.
No,
Diana
not
that Barnett.
Old. No,
that's Barrett.
Barnett, not Barrett.
Oh, sorry.
It's a song from the movie Election. It's the closing song.
Oh, okay.
From Election.
With
and
Reese
I had an earworm.
Yep.
And it's hard to find. It's really hard to find.
Election.
On because I wanted to play it.
Matthew
and
Broderick.
I end up doing what I always do, which is playing it on YouTube, which is,
there's
you know,
so, you know, that YouTube
to,
has so many
oh.
things on it. It's yeah. everything.
No, there's something fantastic I found on YouTube that we don't have to talk about right now. That's what I wanted to talk about earlier. Yes, yes.
On the bonus show or
yeah,
on this show?
On this show. The YouTube... If you've ever
you restricted me when you said
well, the bonus,
your big thing you wanted to talk about today, you want to talk about on the bonus
and
show.
Embarrassing and embarrassing to my wife.
And it's really, it's the bonus show's private. We're working on that.
Yes.
We're working on that as we speak of it not being private.
Yeah, well, you know what? $1.99 won't hurt anyone.
I don't think so. I think it would be, and it's our seasonal push.
It
after
is.
We get done with our bake sale,
Mike,
we like to. You know,
this is what we've got. We're doing the best of what we've got. I fell into a wormhole of burning videos, and not burning of, you know, I would say fish or food or anything like that.
Don't tell me it's horrible.
No, they're wonderful videos. These scientists, these
burning videos.
Yeah, but it's not like a pyromania video. I know it sounds terrible. It's more of what does 100,000 matches look like when it's set on
well,
fire?
I like match videos.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's
and then there's like, so that takes you into. What does 30 gallons of Coca-Cola and 30 gallons of Fanta with 10,000 Mentos do?
Like yeah, these, okay. Oh, yeah,
that's science. That's, yeah,
it's
that's
science.
Fun.
Mike,
that's,
who doesn't innocent. Like science?
Science,
that's
Mr.
Good.
White. Yes,
that is,
science.
That is
science,
good, innocent
bitches.
Fun. That is truly good, innocent fun.
Yes. Yeah. This blue meth is better than this white meth.
Exactly. Rob, I have a question for you. When
Shoot.
You were doing, Rob sends a lot of his stuff out the evening before
yes.
for the show today. I noticed some late hours last
yes.
night.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is it because you had a date with Charlie Burney?
That, yes,
the,
absolutely.
The late hours,
mm-hmm. I normally go home from here, but I stayed in the city until darkness.
Oscar,
city guy.
For the benefit of the people that might not know,
yeah.
Please to explain the role of Mr. Charlie Burney.
Charlie Burney!
Please.
Charlie Burney!
In the Mike O'Mara Show Empire.
He's the oak tree, Mike, that keeps this podcast village establishment in place.
Yes.
I really thought he was going to say afloat, and I was going to say, that's a great metaphor.
He, in the lighthouse, in my... Could you a wonderful partner.
Try not to speak English and just tell us who Charlie Burney is.
Oh, okay. Well, Charlie Burney is the co-founder here at Podcast Village.
Yeah,
and
he's our landlord, basically.
Yes. Partner. Yes,
yes.
A business partner. Because when you say he's landlord, it feels like, you know.
Well, he's my business partner. He's your business partner.
Yes.
Really, your business partner.
Well, but to me, he's just Mr. Furley.
He's sort of my business partner.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, you'd have to be here to. you know.
No. Well, no. I have a legal document that says I don't.
No,
but
no.
That's okay.
No, no, I get that. I'm just saying.
But my legal document.
Day-to-day basis.
My little document sort of.
Yes, yes. So we're working on.
One of these.
We're working. Right. Know this. You're in a better place than Rob Spiewak. So
yes,
you would say this, that for me, I was shocked as I'm in a K Street office and around 5:35 p.m.
A lawyer's office?
No, this is a potential client's office.
Oh, all right.
And
okay,
and he says, Charlie Burney in the middle of the meeting
was
says,
it a deli?
No, not a deli, Mike. You know that,
K clearly. Street deli. Yeah.
Was it a jeweler?
No.
Okay, no. Obviously, the address meant a lot to you. It's the second time you've mentioned it.
Well, it's a big client.
Okay.
You don't just throw up a building there and then decide to do business there for
no,
over
but, and
35
there was
years.
Wasn't there a TV show about it, right? Wasn't there a TV show called K Street? I thought there was. K Street has been in the media as a power alley.
It's the center of law. Yeah.
Law and lobbying in our nation.
Unless you go back 70 years where K Street was where the farmer's market was originally. Did you know this?
But what was funny to me is when Oscar was mentioning it for the second time, I said, wouldn't it be funny to talk about a K Street office being some little.
I wish it was a deli.
A shoe repair shop.
It would have been so much better.
Can you change my watch battery, please?
This actually would have been less awkward. What happened?
Why was it awkward?
Because we're in the middle of this meeting. Now, mind you, it had gone on a little longer than we had anticipated, but we're, making hay. And he says, excuse me, gentlemen. I'm sorry to cut this short. We're going to have to dot the I's, cross the T's. I have a meeting with Rob Spiewak that I'm going to be late to.
Wow. I had no idea it was that. I knew he said he was winding up. I didn't realize that it was to that situation.
And that's how you... That's how you do it. You say, I have a meeting.
You extricate.
Well, it's being honest, and he didn't want to keep Rob waiting.
Yeah, and I literally went like, and I know they saw it because I went, Rob Spiewak. But in my eyes.
How did that make you feel?
Well, it made me feel like.
Confused.
It's just like, the hot chick's in front of us, right? Rob's like a 2 or a 4. He'll be there all day. Like,
you're trying to land a big fish.
No, we've already landed them.
Okay, you're catering the newness of your big fish.
He's my back burner girl, Rob Spiewak. Like he should be everybody's back burner girl. Like he's not.
Did you have any idea that those anybody. Words were going to? Did you have any idea
go down
those
like
words
the
were going to? Shut up!
I don't mean it sexually, man.
Shut up! I'm talking. Did you have any idea that those words were going to come out of Charlie Burney's
mouth? I knew
that
there
was
an engagement that they were going to attend together in the evening.
Oh.
But I'm not in this scenario. I'm not. Time is not on my mind. It's more of what's in front of us.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Because it's evening Oscar.
And I never thought.
Yeah, it's when Oscar values time.
Right.
No. The meeting was at 4:30. It was supposed to be
it's
over.
It's after 3 o'clock.
It was supposed to be over at 5:30.
Everything had kicked in. He's ready to go.
And he literally.
Peepers are open.
That's right.
He literally says, he announces to the room, I have a meeting with Rob Spiewak. I'm sorry.
Well, I can't wait any longer. I can't wait. I have to know. What was the date? What was the date last night?
Okay. I got a press release and a personal invitation about 2 weeks ago. They're debuting some new technology at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, and it was the media rollout before they were going to show it to anyone else in the world. And this is the first time that any of the wax museums, any of the attractions, were going to use, and it's going to eventually be in all of them. But what
this is technology.
It is not virtual reality.
Technology.
Because virtual reality actually has like goggles that seal your face shut.
Mm-hmm.
This is called augmented reality.
Oh, AR.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm listening. That sounds
pretty cool.
It was so, so cool. And the fact is, remember we did the sleepover thing at the museum?
Yeah.
Well, I got Arlene, who hosted me, was the one that invited me and said, this is RSVP only.
Sweet.
So if you can come, we'd really love it.
Impressive.
And I said, I'll be there. So I got there. And do you remember, this was so cool. Before we get to the AR, just real quick, do you remember the first time we called the attraction and we were going to see if I could sleep there overnight. And we got this
super nice lady is what I remember.
Queen was her name.
Queen.
And she came up to me last night.
Made a great impression.
And she said, I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you're not scared of wax figures anymore. This is so cool.
It doesn't surprise me she'd have that kind of memory. She's that kind of person.
And then the general manager, the one that runs the entire DC operation, her name was Therese. She comes up to me and she says, "I'm so glad you're back. I loved your video, but I almost didn't recognize you out of your pajamas."
Oh, that's great. Okay.
You mean the sweatshirt doesn't look like pajamas?
It tells me Madame Tussauds Wax Museum here in D.C., wonderful attraction. They have them all over the country and the world. And it's a great operation. It's a great outfit.
It is a good outfit.
How did you come to have Charlie Burney?
Well, I was talking about it, and he seemed interested. And I said, "Would you come with me?" Because I was gonna go regardless because I was fascinated by the notion of it. But if you go to something like that by yourself, you don't have anyone to share the experience with. It's a little more boring. Right. And so they said, yeah, plus one would be great. We'd love for him to see with the technology. So we get there. We meet up. Yep. Charlie's out front. It's funny. They have a thumping.
I drop him off.
Yeah.
Corner here is good, sir. In his suit.
What's so funny, he's on a call when I get to him. He's, you know, I get there about 2 minutes after him. He's on a call in front of the museum. And because of it, the fact that it's like a hip, young, oriented sort of attraction. They've got thumping bass hip hop music out front, you know. And Charlie's going, "I think we can be there at about one." And he finally winds up his call saying, "Charlie, next time, not so close to the speaker. Maybe the call goes better, right?"
He's a mover and a shaker, that Charlie.
Never Murray. A wasted moment. Well,
the man's on multiple boards, for God's sake.
That's
so
great.
So I never thought that Rob's name would be echoed.
Well, I tell you what.
With such authority.
Your name came up because the technology is so cool. We want you to see it.
I would like to see it.
So
onto the technology. Yeah, it sounds amazing.
It's a company that's based in Richmond, and we get there, and there's some people that I don't recognize. One guy I do recognize, Mike. Lou Katz says hi. Lou Katz was there last night, and he's doing very well.
What was Double O doing there? Something about his podcast?
Yeah, well, he was, you know, media guy invited to see the technology, and he had a nice
talk
with
him. Very inside the Beltway, Double O. Very connected. Still on the list. Still using those connections. Mm-hmm. That's terrific. I'm sure that the old radio show probably had him on regularly.
Yeah. So they...
Isn't that amazing? A guy can lose his job, and I'm still jealous?
Yeah,
isn't that
of
amazing?
Course. Yeah.
Isn't that weird? I mean, I can still be jealous of a guy even though he's finally lost his longevity. You know?
Yeah, but his longevity lasts longer.
It's not jealousy, it's concern.
Is it?
No, I look back on a couple of things in my life, in my career. I always wanted the edge. Always wanted the edge. Attracted
you
to
got
Don
the
Geronimo,
edge. You're on the edge.
Attracted to Don Geronimo because he was an edgy DJ.
Yeah.
And I loved the edgy DJ.
Oh, you're not referring to the radio station, The Edge.
No. No, I'm talking about the fact that it was always like, you know, if you'd hear somebody who wouldn't be Sweetness and Light.
Cookie cutter.
And always tried the bar business. Wanted a nighttime establishment. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wanted the edge.
Yeah.
Wanted to have a nightclub.
Yeah.
Wanted to have kind of a, didn't want to have boring. Boring, as I've learned at in my 60 years on this planet, boring kind of can keep you, you know, pretty safe for a long, long period.
It's easy to sell.
You want longevity, boring can help a lot.
Easy to sell. Know? Very easy to sell.
Yeah. It's like especially in DC media.
Yeah. Easy to understand.
Hey, do you like Christmas music?
Station, most successful station is the most, you know, middle of the road, WTOP news. Just straight ahead, nothing fancy, just there it is. And they've lasted and lasted and lasted.
They have. They have. With lots and lots and lots of commercials every hour, but you
Double
don't know
O's
it.
Still, hey, come on down. You know, hey, Mike, come on down.
But he says hello.
When I was there.
Yeah. So what they do is this company in Richmond.
You would have gone if you wanted
I wouldn't have
to.
Gone, but I would have liked to be invited. I've always said that.
That's very true. That's yeah. This guy from Richmond, they did something similar to this, but with a dumber version of the product for Mount Vernon. And so they were looking to expand, so they called Madame
There's
Tussauds.
Detail we don't need.
Yeah.
There's a Rob Spiewak side fact that we don't need. I just need the technology. Mount Vernon. How many people in Sacramento know Mount Vernon?
Everybody should know Mount Vernon, Mike. That's the father of our country's house.
I know. It's George Washington's
wooden
house.
Teeth.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Move on, please.
Beautiful. So they issue you, it almost looks like a garage door opener on a string that you hang around your neck, and it's got buttons on it. And then into that, you plug in earbuds and glasses that look not unlike just regular eyeglasses with a little strap on the back to hold on. And so you put in, you click the button on the little remote that's hanging around your neck, and it says, "Welcome to Madame Tussauds. Find Madame Tussaud."
Oh, cool.
And I said, okay. Because, you know, they're just clear lenses, so you're not, you're seeing everything around you. So I start turning my head, and all of a sudden, like there's a TV hanging in the air, is an actress playing Madame Tussaud who welcomes you and tells you about all the stuff that you're about to see, and that when you're ready to move on, just click the button on your remote. And then I click the button on the remote, and it says, go find George Washington. So the first thing you do when you're going through the attraction, when you're going through the attraction, you go through the Hall of Presidents. So you see a figure of every president as they were, you know.
Now you can see the figures clearly with your glasses.
Yeah, because it's just little glasses.
And how does George Washington appear?
Well, you go to the figure of George Washington, and here's the coolest thing that they told us after the fact. This AR has facial recognition.
What is AR?
Augmented reality. Which means
augmented reality.
Yes. It's not giving you a virtual reality. It's just adding to the experience that you've got. So you look at George Washington, and the little camera in your glasses, which you don't even see, recognizes George Washington's face, and all of a sudden, projected around you is a full immersive version of him crossing the Delaware painting. So when I turn,
you're inside the painting.
Yeah, it's like it's a circle around you. So as you turn your face, you are seeing George Washington in the boat. You're hearing the water. You're seeing the guys in the boat. And the whole time there's a narration telling you about President George Washington. And
how many people are around you at this point?
They did us in groups of four or five, and so we were the first group.
Cool. Yeah.
We were the first group, and we were spread out enough. Charlie and I felt like we had the museum to ourselves, which
that
was really neat.
So cool. Yeah, this sounds really neat.
And another thing is that Charlie had never been, and I said, don't forget the fact that these are amazing figures anyway. Look at them really close because they're amazing.
Right.
But when you say, you know, and she comes on and she says, find John Adams. And you go over and you look at John Adams and he starts telling you about John Adams. And then if you get bored, you can click and move ahead. There's games you can play, like when you get to the Nixon administration, it says, can you find the bug in this room? And so you're immersed in like a hotel room.
I think this is wonderful.
And
so how much does it enhance? Talk about an operation that's thinking ahead and trying to, you know, improve its its technology
profile.
From the 1800s, Rob, right? Wasn't she around back
1700s.
In the 1700s?
Here's something,
back in the
day. Most amazing fact that I got again last night. The Ben Franklin figure is made from a cast that Madame Tussauds took of Ben Franklin. I mean, she
That's
has
amazing.
His life mask that she used to make it. So if you want to know what he really looked like, they've got
but
it.
But this is keeping it relevant and keeping and how rate the technology. How good was it?
9.5 out of 10. There is one, it's a little tricky to navigate. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I had is that some of the games you are thrown into without being asked if you want to do the game, like the find the bug or one of those. And I likened it, and Charlie and I were talking about it after it. Do you remember when you woke up one day and you got the new U2 album in your iPod or your phone?
Yes.
Everyone got it. They just shoved it in there.
Yes.
Right.
I would have preferred if iTunes had said, would you like the new U2 album? And I could say yes and then get it. So I just think that, and I think they're going to work out the kinks. We were the first people to use it.
Outside of the museum.
To a point.
How'd CB like it?
He was out of his mind. He loved it. All because what it is, it's eventually, it's just better storytelling.
Oh, of course.
And that's what we do here. We tell stories. And it really gives you that
ability.
It's
an immersive experience.
One cool thing that just lets you know how really on the edge this technology is, the guy that runs the company that built the AR said, we wanted you to be able to see everything so well that we brought in some extra lights, and it threw off the facial recognition. So, I mean, they are really sensitive to fine-tuning. I don't know when the actual rollout is at Madame Tussauds, but they were about this when I was there months ago.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Does the AR, the augmented reality, does it actually... When you look at the wax figure, does their face come alive a little bit?
No. The wax figures are always stationary, and they stay exactly as they are. The most impressive thing is they have a virtual bus seat and a figure of Rosa Parks in the American History section, right? And if you sit down in the bus seat, your augmented reality is a 360 immersive black and white footage of sitting on a bus and a man yelling at you to get to the back of the bus.
Wow. Oh, my God.
To a point
that
if you look straight, you see the guy's belt. But if you look up, you see his face. If you look behind you, you see passengers. If you look straight up, you see the roof of the bus. It's chilling.
What about below the belt?
He was massive rager. It was.
But speaking of that, because I know when we had you at the Wax Museum, I know we had certain of the starlets of the day.
Yes.
And I'm wondering whether there was anything for the person that might enjoy that augmented reality. And by the way, every time I step out of the shower, wouldn't your boy use a little augmented reality?
Am I right?
Even at 60, I can think about that.
Nothing that was built around the showbiz characters as much, but I do remember saying to advance to the next section of augmented reality, find Rihanna. And I'm like, yeah! So
there we go.
Bonus.
Yeah,
there we go. Bonus. And I mean bonus.
And there's some great, been some changes. They brought in some new figures since I was there
last.
Oprah is there now.
Okay.
There's a new outfit on Taylor Swift, which I probably wouldn't have recognized except for the fact I had my picture taken with her. Right. They've changed.
Yeah,
did they change
the
Justin? Did they change
the
Justin's
reason.
Outfit?
That's the first thing I remember.
Yeah. Justin looks a little different. They moved Larry King to a more horrifying position.
Oh, really? Yeah. They make him smaller as he shrinks?
No.
You know what? The augmented reality for Larry would be at a Dodgers game.
Oh, that would be so great.
Just have him eating an ice cream sundae
out of a hat.
Poor
at a Dodgers game.
But anyway.
Or signing divorce papers.
It is such a very nice organization, and everyone, Arlene and Queen
I'm
and Teresa.
I'm thrilled for them because they've been so nice to us. I'm really glad they've got an attraction now that obviously you're going to probably see this in the coming weeks on the local TV.
Of course, of course.
You'll see all of that. That's awesome. That's
and it was
good
it was
people.
There was maybe a total of 25 guests.
Mm.
So to be included with it, I was very thrilled and really do. We want to get Oscar to go see it. And if you come to town, Mike, you'd love it.
All right, got to come see it. And how did the date end with Charlie?
Oh, did you guys dinner, drinks,
gentle kissing? No,
thank you. That's
no,
fine.
You're into that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So the first couple of years, I made my own costumes, which of course suck. The ghost, the hobo, no good. Then finally, third year, begging the parents, got the Superman Halloween costume, not surprisingly. Cardboard box, cellophane top, mask included. Remember the rubber band on the back of that mask? That was a quality item there, wasn't it? That was good for about 10 seconds before it snapped out of that cheap little staple they put it in there with. You go to your first house, trick or snap, it broke, I don't believe it. Wait up, you guys, I gotta fix it. Hey, wait up! Wait up! That's what kids say. They don't say wait. They say wait up! Hey, wait up! Because when you're little, your life is up. The future is up. Everything you want is up. Wait up, hold up, shut up. Mom, I'll clean up. Let me stay up. Parents, of course, are just the opposite. Everything is down. Just calm down. Slow down. Come down here. Sit down. Put that down.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, a little show that takes place in different places, constantly changing. We have a base of operation where the Queen Bee lives in Washington, D.C. That's the nerve center. And then some shows are done with me from Southwest Florida. Some of them are done from the great state of Maine. And sometimes when Oscar's on the road, they can be done from Beverly Hills, California.
Yes.
They can be done from Florida in other locations.
Arizona.
We're all over the place. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We're glad to have you with us. And you can listen to us from places like Durwood, Maryland.
Yes.
Home of Durwood Kirby.
Rockwell. That's right. The Kerwood Derby.
Clearwater, Kansas. Guffey Hollow, Pennsylvania. Oh, that's I used to go to school with a Guffey Hollow.
Oh.
Yes. She was great. Wham Sutter, Wyoming, Colonial Beach, Virginia, Innsbruck, Austria. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And we have a wonderful building in our nation's capital, and we're on the fourth floor. And on the bottom floor is a wonderful company, the hotspot known as Cornerstone First Financial.
Yep.
They're on floor number one, right? Right.
Yes.
The new coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to their wisdom. They know you can't predict the future. It's not easy when it comes to the housing market. There are a few indicators and trends. That's how they get their information. They give you a fairly good idea of where things are headed. For example, an economist recently said he believes the housing market is entering a golden period. The golden period. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Man, it's such a great time to be alive.
They've got gnats fever, let me tell you. They've got
fantastic.
Way to keep it current, Oscar.
Yes. Well, the golden period, this is wonderful because mortgage rates are below 4%. Same time, unemployment going down. That's a golden period that will stimulate activity. You don't want to be left out of the golden period. Home appreciation is up. Tappable home equity is at an all-time high. Rates are at record lows. And with Cornerstone's offer to meet or beat any competitor, this golden period is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, pay off your credit cards, student or car loans, and do home improvements. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And we thank him, thank him, thank him. Today, my first call to the Lee County Public School System, Department of Transportation, calling the particular district that's broken up into many different parts, part of the problem, to explain to them that the bus had not come for the third day in a row. I was then informed that the bus had just come to the stop. I said, well, I have used the little app that you tell me called Where's the Bus, and I used it every single day, and it didn't work today. So with your half an hour window, it is very difficult for me to get my son to the bus stop.
Right.
I'm not going to stand there for 45 minutes, especially when I've got this wonderful technology that you told me that I was supposed to use so that I would know where the bus is. The reason you gave me that technology to use at the bus stop is because your goddamn inefficient crap transportation is such a shit show that I never know when that bus is going to come, whether it's going to be 6:35 or 7:15. And then she heard me, Mrs. O'Mara, speaking to the lady who was explaining to me that they don't know how the app works. Sometimes it works. And then Carla got on the phone, and I witnessed a magnificent transfer of responsibility from the person who was on the phone telling me that I had to, and
you're the
I
bad
had
guy.
To, and I had
how
to.
How dare you?
And Carla shut it down like out of the gate. Ended
beautiful.
Up talking to the supervisor at Lee County. She said, no, you don't understand. That is not my job. My job is to use your technology to get our son to the bus stop or get a text message from you to tell me
or
the bus is going to be late, early, whatever.
Get rid of the technology. People won't use it, and then they'll go stand at the bus stop.
Did they really say sometimes it works?
Look, yesterday
that's not a good
second
play.
Day,
bad technology.
Second or third day in a row that the bus just was a no-show.
Okay.
And what I did was I hopped on the website. And I got into I don't know if all school districts are like this. So if I'm speaking, with ignorance, because, well, this is the first time I've been back in the ballgame. And what I noticed was a multi-tiered bureaucracy that seemed to be a little supervisor heavy.
Sure.
With like two different supervisors, an assistant supervisor, and a director. And it was just multi-level, level,
a lot of
level,
vice
level.
Presidents.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember when I was a town bus driver that we had a lady that ran it. And that was it. And
where did you do that? What town was that?
Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Oh, that was back then. Right. Okay. Okay.
And I was like sitting there going, what is the deal with the supervisor? Well, it's a behemoth. It's a massive
population.
Transportation system and population. But at the same time, from the bus driver, that's the only point of information I'm getting from the bus driver. I've been getting this really, well, they're just so messed up. Oh, every day it's something different.
Yeah.
Well, you got to change the culture. And I think you go right to the top with that.
This is fantastic. Who do we write? Who do we call? Who do we tweet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that
the tweet is the way to go.
I think, and we will see Monday if this happens, but I think Mrs. O'Mara achieved a bit of satisfaction with the individual she talked to, who was the supervisor. But below that, I think she talked to two or three other people that were continuously indicating that it was that we needed to call the IT department. It's like, no, that's not how it works.
Call the IT department.
You do it because you're the ones that need to fix it because you're the ones that are telling us this.
It's not so much the IT department. Just make the bus come. That's really the main thing.
My impression, listening to the background of this, and hearing the people that are responsible for getting this done is that it is a cluster F of huge proportions that they are. And you get this a lot. We just, you know, it's tough getting drivers. Yeah, it's tough for any business getting right. employees. So I don't, by the way, I don't see any signs on the sides of buses. There are multiple ways you go and you get drivers. And by the way, that is essentially a part-time gig that I know many people have enjoyed, myself included. And if you want to like make a little mad money by getting up early and then coming in the afternoon and doing it, it's not like you're working 9 to 5. And I would think you'd be able to get people to do that regardless gig of economy what the pay
now,
is.
Question, you know? When you did it, I know that in Loudoun County, the elementary schools and the middle schools and the high schools, they stagger their start times. So they use the same buses almost like on three cycles. Was that the way it was when you drove?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Do you have the same bus?
I did high school, elementary school, middle school.
Does Michael have the same bus?
Usually, if there's not a problem, they've got now a his bus in parentheses with another bus number on the app, which I would assume means that when this bus is breaking down, it's just something that we didn't get to this because Carla was on the phone and I did want to say something to the supervisor. I wanted to say, would you like to know how many times since the beginning of the school year, I've been out there every day since the beginning of the school year, how many times the bus has picked my son up at the time you said in your original email or whatever it was to the parents, bagel, Zed.
They've never hit the target?
Never. Never close.
Wow.
Never close. Late every single time. And it's just today so was a break. We'll see if there's satisfaction. What's that?
You narked the guy out?
Well, I think that it might have something to do with the driver. I think it does have something to do with the driver. I think ultimately it is the driver. I think the driver sucks. I think the driver might be
about? But if the driver is allowed to continue to suck, then it is a systematic problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
If you don't see Otto tomorrow, you'll know why.
There is on Monday. We'll see what happens with that. It is a culture of incompetence that has been obviously allowed to go on for a long time.
Right.
And it does not match with the quality of the machine that is the school system where, you know, I think this lady's been there maybe 14 years, the principal, and it is bam, bam, bam. You should see, I picked him up yesterday with his buddy Donnie. And you watch the efficiency with which they do this.
Is the drop off efficiency possible?
You mean as far as like dropping him off
like
every day?
Just forego the bus and drop him off.
Yeah, especially with Carly getting out of school, that probably could happen. But at the same time, I'd like to stick with it. Yeah, that is a possibility. Yeah. But it doesn't work.
Solve
for
the problem
other
is what I'm
By
saying.
By the way, Mrs. O'Mara has a window. I have a window. 8 or 9 a.m. is mine to get this party started, and Mrs. O'Mara has to be at school at 9 a.m. I think of the parents that don't have that luxury,
flexibility,
that have two working parents that rely to drop their kids off at the bus. It's crap.
Yeah,
and I don't know. And by the way, when you've got supervisor, district,
manager,
superintendent, manager, it's crap. It's too much bureaucracy. You know
what
it
about?
Really is.
This is a wild card, but the reason why I asked if you had the same bus is Apple is coming out with a new, I would call it tile, but it's called Beacon of their own. That's quarter sized.
Okay,
that you can put on anything, and your phone can find it, but not just find it in the manner of like GPS find. Like it just knows where it is. You can put on your valuables or your wallet. It's coming out soon.
Wow, very James Bond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh,
and
I like
could you get away with like maybe throwing one of these on the back fender so you'll have your own app
phone? It's got to be inside the bus. It has to be on the underside of a seat because you don't want to be
exposed to weather. Well, he can't get on the bus.
Sure he can.
Tell little Michael to, hey, man.
I've never been on the bus. How would I pull that up? Hey, I just wanted to see where he sits. Okay, listen, you have a good day now. reach underneath the seat. You have a good day now. You'd be okay with that. Yeah.
Hey, Otto, I just wanted to come up and I bought you a cheesecake. And,
Hey, man, you've never gotten on the bus before. Hey, what are you doing, dude?
And you can go up there and say, great?
It's ruining my high.
Otto, put this under your glove compartment.
Yeah, man.
Whatever.
That tells me where the buzzes go. Whoa. That's pretty spectacular,
I just heard about this yesterday. This is coming out. And I thought, I was like, man, This is when, like, the invasion of privacy rules for boyfriends and girlfriends.
Yeah,
yeah.
That
yeah,
changes everything.
Mm. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, I've heard through my wife. I haven't heard from my daughter. I've heard from my wife that there might be a new suitor involved in my oldest.
Really?
Life. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it Tom Suter?
Exciting.
It's Tom Suter. She's going to be dating Tom Suter.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. You know, when you talk about the hidden the hidden sensor that you can
hide
in the
bus. They're going to go see Ringo Starr and all the great concerts that Tom likes to go see. They're going to enjoy that.
When I was a grocery clerk in Richmond, we had a front-end manager that everyone hated, and the celebrity she most resembled was a fire hydrant. She was short and thick and red and angry all the time. Now, because of the urban nature of our Safeway, the drugstore area, like the aisle that would have medicines and stuff, was actually separate from the store and had
pharmacy aisle.
It had gates that you had to walk through that were like metal detector gates. And so if you had like Sudafed or NyQuil or any sort of expensive medicine, there was a sticker that you would put on that would set off the alarm if you left without paying.
The customer or the checker?
No, the actual grocery item had a sticker on it. So if it was unpaid for, it would set off the alarm.
Those substances aren't stickered because of expense. They're stickered because you can make meth out of it.
Well, that and expense. Okay. Both. I mean, this was, it wasn't.
Hey, Mr. White, what are you doing in Rob's Safeway?
It was a little before
with
the
auto
meth movement.
Hey, dude. Same boys. All right. So, taking home my cold medicine, bitch.
So the backbone of the Safeway were college students because that's where we all worked. And there was one very funny guy. I liked him. His name was Keith. And I can't remember the name of the lady, but in the break room, she had left her apron hanging. So he took one of the stickers and put it on the back of her name tag. So every time she walked through the drugstore area, we got whoop, 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 whoop. And she's just
and
like,
you all knew that? How long did it go on?
Like a week and a half. And it was like, I don't know what's causing that. She's like, we got to have someone look at it. It was the best.
And it was on the back of her name tag.
Yeah, so she wasn't never not going to have it.
Right, exactly.
She could never find it unless she took the name tag off.
And it was tiny. It was like a little sticker. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going
to.
Monday will be kind of the moment we see it.
So one last solution.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay, and I know no one ever wants to go out of pocket. Because you're already going out of pocket. You're paying
taxes.
What are
you going to suggest? What the hell are you going to suggest?
What if you do the handshake of handshakes with them and say, hey, man, just text me every day in the morning, and I'm going to have this for you every Friday. Let me know.
The driver?
The driver, yes.
Yeah, let me tell you why that doesn't work. That would work if the driver had a 100% attendance record.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
that ain't the case. That ain't the case. There have been multiple days where the driver is a no show.
Oh.
I think the driver is morning challenged.
I got you.
Not even just in the morning.
Yeah.
You never
I was always a morning guy. That's why I was a good school bus driver. Yeah. I would always get up in the
but
morning.
But if the
didn't
app
need an
is
alarm,
telling you,
I
guess if the app is telling you the bus, well, if the app is not accurate, like my throat. If it's not accurate, then whether he's on time or late or early, whatever it is, you're never going to know because you can't rely on that technology.
You can't rely on that technology, but it is the technology that I have used of all the elements of this little debacle.
Yes.
That is the school bus system down here. That is the one thing that has not busted up until today.
Oh.
Today is the first day that it just didn't happen. And then by the way, did I mention when I called them, the first thing they said was, oh, the driver just made the stop. No one was there. That's when this whole thing started. This is the technology we've used.
How often do they say that?
Well, see, that we don't know. We will never know whether that's true or not.
I think we know.
I think I know what the issue. iOS 13. If you have an iOS 13, maybe the developers haven't rolled out the new update yet for that app.
No, I'm going to roll out my brain hurting right now. We've been talking about
never mind. Just try to solve the problem.
We'll see. Monday will be the final update. And maybe what you said about, you know, Mrs. O, you know, or Mr. O taking him to school. I don't want to do that in the morning.
I don't think anybody wants to do that. I'm just saying.
Right.
One less
What's the age to get a driver's license in Florida?
I think he right now can see. He can see over the dashboard between the top row, the top wheel.
Wait, Oscar bought him a car.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Take that Jeep.
Right on the
Jeep
that we have, how many
the
sidewalks?
Jeep that we have no place for, and the Jeep that's sitting right outside my window here. And when I leave the light on, it gets little buggies all over it.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's take a break. That's not your fault. It's my fault for not providing a home where there's space. My fault.
Well, you never thought you'd be a three-car family?
Loser. Yeah. Oh, man. God. Oh, boy. Cavernous. What a castle. We're going to take a break.
Hello
and,
there.
Yeah. Oh, what wing are you in? We'll take a break. Yeah, when you live in a closet. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. The Yak Show, anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Leave a message. Be sexy if you want. Like, I like voices. Talk slowly, ladies. You get my drift? Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Meara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Meara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Zappos. I was looking at Sperry's. I like those up in Maine.
Oh,
Sperry,
yeah.
Top Siders.
Yeah, those classic shoe.
Zappos has everything you want, and we would love you to go through our website at MikeO'MearaShow.com to Zappos and celebrate Zappos' 20th birthday by saying thank you by buying yourself a little something this weekend.
Sure.
Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. We are excited to continue our thriving partnership with Zappos. By the way, when we go to Vegas, Zappos, that's where their headquarters is.
They host us.
They've got a big theater, and that's the theater we sold out for 2 nights to go see You Fine People.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. And here I am on this boat, eating with You Fine People here. You have to read. By the way, Zappos rocks. Our partnership is built on listener support. If you like us, you got to like Zappos.
Yeah.
That's just the deal. And by the way, it's a great website to surf. They've got so many different things to look at. We ask you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. As always, Zappos provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy that'll allow you to have another role with You Fine People today.
Exactly, with You Fine
Thanks
People.
Thanks to Zappos.com, there's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos, and we will see you in Las Vegas. And I'll never forget when Oscar was introducing me to the sound guys, the guys that produce our
yes.
shows out there. And you were just talking about their culture. That stuck with me for some reason because they've just got such a positive way of dealing with things.
Giving and nurturing.
Oscar was like tapping me on the shoulder and said, yeah, you really, really don't want to behave like you normally behave at these things. We're all coming and go, well, what about that? Come on. Can we do that? Come on.
You're great.
And by the way, and, you know, New Orleans, that sound check in New Orleans kind of contributed to that. You know,
well, sure. Right? That's a scarring moment.
I think Vegas was fantastic. I expect nothing less this year.
They're great people
as well.
That's it. They're great people. We want you to support them, and we love our partnership with Zappos. So that's the name of that tune. All right. So Friday night, very excited because it's facial night again. For the second week in a row, I am getting a facial. I am getting a full...
I thought you were going to say it's game 3 of the World Series.
Did you get both? No, I will watch that
or
later.
I will get both. You know, it's homecoming game at Tuscarora. I mean, this is a big night.
Yes.
So, the drill is that I will get a little, microderm serum
yes.
thing, whatever. Whatever she does. And I know how to behave. I just sit back and it's a little scalp massage included, which is lovely.
Nice.
Now, yes. We remember then, last week wasn't a home run right away because of a little bit
sound
of wind.
Right.
You had your own
exactly.
sound.
Don't do that.
By the way, what is the forecast challenging for DC?
It might be for, might be for Sunday night.
It might be for Sunday night. Mm-hmm. All right. So, and if they win tonight, the Nationals, it is becoming slightly less likely you will be in attendance for a World Series game. Game number five.
It would be five. But as you tell us, Mike, DGH.
Don't get happy.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, they're a juggernaut right now. They are a juggernaut. I think they're going to sweep. I think they're going to win big tonight, and then they're going to probably
I have a prediction.
Well, we all predicted before the series started.
Yeah.
And the only person that predicted a sweep was myself. I just want to go on record.
Yeah, you, okay, and you can say fine. I accept that.
In that case, you can say me and not myself.
I thought they'd get thumped in Houston. They haven't been thumped. They won two in a year. They won two. It's one thing. It's huge to win one on enemy territory at the beginning of the World Series. To win two is amazing.
I'd like to add to my prediction. I said I thought they'd win in five, but I think that when they start the game tonight, the crowd is going to be very enthusiastic.
Great way to go out on a limb.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you'll have to tune into TV and see because you don't know.
So does Jimmy Cerrito have a hookup?
No,
Jimmy Cerrito have a hookup?
I thought that he was somehow at the... He was at the list. He was at the watch party. Which is a free ticket.
That's what I'm wondering.
14,000 people showed up to watch the game at that Nats
Park. Now, you have to get tickets, but they're free, right?
No, you got to get tickets.
But are they free or do they charge? I think they're free, but they're selling concessions.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always thought that would be a really cool thing to do. Mike. No,
if you lived in Boston, you would have gone and watched it at the Green Monster.
Hey, has anyone seen Tommy McFly?
Maybe if I was 25, I would do that. You know, I'm just do we have Jimmy's number?
Of course. You have it?
Dial that man.
All right, get him.
Please.
Call his cellular telephone.
I'm just curious.
I think he's
going to
be at the game tonight. I think he's going to be.
I think he might be too. That's the only reason.
I would say if I'm a betting man, I'm
in the game or in the parking lot.
No, I think he's going to be in the game. I think he does have a connection. Mike, what's the best way to endear yourself to your clients? Is to plow them full of alcohol and be like, Jimmy, let's go to the game. Like the man's got a fast track to free tickets.
Yeah, and I think Jimmy is a huge sports fan.
Yeah.
And I think this would be, because Buffalo doesn't have a baseball team, this way, at least a Major League Baseball team, this would be a big deal for Jimmy to adopt this team, because he's a Sabres fan.
Of course.
And he's a Buffalo Bills fan. But as far as baseball, the Nats are his team.
Maddie, did your father ever try to bring a team in?
Yeah, he tried to buy the Yankees. But
he tried to buy the Yankees. Maddie Masiello, that was a legitimate question. Did Buffalo ever have it? And you probably don't know the answer because you wouldn't care. Did Buffalo ever have a chance to get a major league team?
No, I don't think so. We have a minor league team, and we have the Toronto Blue Jays.
Good morning.
Okay. Oh, God.
Hey, James Tiberius Cerrito.
Oh, my Lord. What is going on?
We were just talking about you because we've seen you on television about 500 different times.
Why are you calling me?
And I just was dying. We're taping the show early. Thanks for picking up. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have to... Hi, everybody.
There he is. Jimmy, you find your way to the cameras, which is so delightful for everybody in our audience that know you. It's really, really exciting. I have to ask you this. So the game tonight and the series back in D.C. now, are you going to be in attendance for any of the World Series games?
No, I don't know. I'll be probably at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern tonight.
Okay.
Are you having a watch party at least?
Did you borrow a TV from Aaron's?
No, they closed.
I know.
Out of the bedroom.
We're wondering because we've seen you at all these playoff games, and then we've seen you at the watch party. We see Kelsey's back in town, which is fun to see.
Yes.
I'm on the bandwagon.
Oh,
yeah. I thought you were.
There you go.
I thought you were. And your vast amount of listeners, nobody had a hookup for you this weekend?
Not really.
Okay. Did you ask? Did you look?
I'm sorry.
Really look. I haven't looked, and it's going to be too expensive, and there's no way.
Didn't you, when you asked people for tickets, was it hard because you were talking at the same time they were?
Hey, I just tried to be like you guys, Rob.
Rob, don't be mean to him. It's
sick
early.
Bird.
It is
sick
early.
Bird.
It's
sick
early.
Bird.
And you know, I love Jimmy.
How was your interview with Tommy McFly?
So, no, I didn't wait an hour outside the stadium.
That listens.
To try to get on. I was actually just walking out. We took the boat from Alexandria, and I was walking to the boat, and there he was. And I walked over to say hi to him because, you know, time to fly. We're brothers.
What? When did that happen, by the way?
Oh, God.
So when Mike we never left. Determined.
When Mike left, that's funny.
No, like we that. Never determined. Were you at the playoff game, or were you just hanging out at the stadium at the playoff game? Yeah.
No, we were at the game. Okay. I did get hooked up by my friends at Budweiser. They gave Marine and I a couple tickets, so that was really awesome.
That's
and
awesome.
We were like front row out there on the left field foul line right next to Juan Soto.
So nice. Cool. So nice. Cool. Loved well, it. I just was checking to see if you were going.
Yeah.
And obviously, if anybody wants to come to the game and you're in the D.C. area, you'll have the games Yimmies. On all your tubes tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a blast.
Tonight all right. Awesome.
Tomorrow's a Halloween party, so, you know, dress up and come watch baseball.
There you go. That's it, the Halloween. Done Jimmy, have you picked your costume yet, what you will be wearing for the Halloween party?
It's usually a secret, but for those of you that care, I am going to be Rambo Last Blood.
I love this man.
With the mullet and everything.
That's mullet great. And everything.
Rambo. Said,
put, please post pictures online, my friend, all right?
With these guns, baby, you can't say no.
I love Jimmy. All right, Jimmy, go Nats. Thanks for taking our call. Go back to sleep, buddy. We love you.
I love you all very much. See you on TV.
Thank you. Bye, Jimmy.
Bye,
that's
Jimmy.
Wonderful. I love Jimmy. Jimmy never disappoints.
No, he doesn't.
Rambo.
Yeah.
Let's travel by motorcycle through the western part of the United States.
But even that was pretty good, right?
Yeah, I still have lots of stories I'll never forget. I will never forget with the right turn on our GPS that was 300 feet from the parking lot of the hotel. And it was the one morning we decided to let Jimmy lead. And I'm looking at the GPS and he gets on his motorcycle and he goes, 300 miles an hour right past the turn. Jimmy! Great times. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
Time now for fun with languages. Today we speak French. The French champagne is celebrated for its excellence.
Ah, le champagne français est célébré pour son excellence.
The Mike O'Mara Show is celebrated for its laughter.
Le Mike O'Mara Show est célèbre pour ses éclats de rire.
Your subscription to the TMOS Bonus Show is a celebration of both excellence and laughter.
Votre abonnement au spectacle bonus TMOS est une célébration de l'excellence et du rire.
It's your passport to the asport.
C'est ton passeport pour le port du cul.
Zoubi zoubi zou.
Kiss kiss to you all.
Thank you. Jim Amato. Want to talk about him after we do this commercial?
Okay.
KiwiCo sponsors this segment of the Mike O'Mara Show. How would you like a subscription box for your progeny that helps them change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo.
Hello.
KiwiCo. I love KiwiCo. They create cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun. Michael loves his. Each box designed by experts, tested by kids, and they've got all the supplies needed for a great project that your kids can do that help them learn, that help them create, that help their little brains develop.
Right.
An educational magazine comes along, so the learning continues. And with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo, great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo, convenient, affordable, and it encourages your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment. You can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $16.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. All right. I got a message, a personal message, and I hate to do this on the air, but I'll forget it if I don't.
Okay.
And Paulie and Jim Amato, are you aware of what they want to do? They want to do a movie show. Are you aware?
No, it's funny because I've got a message as well, Mike.
Okay, you do too.
But you go first.
No, you take it from here. That's all I know. That's what I know. What Paulie messaged me and wanted to know what's the status.
Amato writes on October 16th. This is my latest communique. And know this, if you write me, I can't tell you that it won't ever come on air. This is my record.
Okay.
The record, all right?
I don't want to damage any relationships.
No.
No.
Right. What's the best impression of a model, you think?
What do you mean?
Like, what does he sound like?
I just want to say
force your voice forward.
Hope all is well with you. Would it be possible to touch base about some things whenever you have the bandwidth? I write,
yes, Friday. I'll double check with the call. Let me know.
Sounds good.
Do you think Jim Amato read that in Oscar's DJ voice like he just did?
So,
yes, Friday. Right,
there's a project that he's talking about
That was October 16th.
Oh, okay.
I never got a call. Never got anything. Just
you didn't get a follow-up.
Nothing.
Okay. Right.
Yesterday, he writes.
Yes.
It's been a busy week. Do you have 15 minutes to go over something after 5, either tonight or tomorrow night? I said, mañana for sure. He says, cool. I will make an attempt to call after 5, taking the Mrs. A out for dinner, but we can try to call when we get home. Thanks. So there's
no
like...
This is yesterday. I say, yes, we can talk tomorrow. Then he gives me a vague, I'll try to call you.
Okay.
So Paulie Christine...
Yes.
If we're going to really rat out a squeaky wheel.
Sure.
Yes.
Man's a busy man.
He wants to
Paulie
do stuff.
Paulie does.
Yeah, Paulie does.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
you're on it.
I don't know the context of, I don't know what the ask is going to be yet.
Oh, okay. You know what? Because I haven't, I will honor both of those gentlemen.
Yes.
And I will just tell Paulie, if you're listening, obviously you heard me tell Oscar just now.
Right.
I hadn't talked about him in our business, but they're a little project they want to do. And they
love it.
They're both.
Yeah, let's see what they can
they're
do.
They're both energetic dudes.
Enthusiastic.
And,
absolutely. You know, I like them both.
We like.
Don't get happy, people. This doesn't happen for everyone.
No, these are two guys
you
that
caught
are
us during the holiday season.
Yeah, but these are two guys. These are two guys that
just canceled.
They're in the
show,
pipeline. They know how to do it, and they would. I think
their reputation precedes them.
It's your call.
Make me the bad guy.
Yes. No, I'm not saying no. Okay. I am not. I'm 100% not saying
no. Why say no when you can say yes, Mike?
That's right. Why settle?
Why settle when you can select? I think it's going to be, I just wanted to put it. I sometimes put stuff on the air simply because I remember
it's
it during the
mind.
Middle of the
it
show.
Is top of mind.
And when I heard Jim Amato, I went, oh, Paulie wanted me to ask you about that and get an answer.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm doing.
May I ask you a question without bearing any details?
I already said it's a movie show.
Exactly.
They want to go a movie show.
Do you sense a chemistry between the two principals?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not sure. But obviously they're friends. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, don't they work together?
They have.
They
doing
collaborate.
Stuff?
They collaborate.
Yeah, but you know, but also, you know, Paulie does his own stuff too.
You do you do a great Paulie, and you probably do a great Jim.
Hey!
What do you think the show would sound like, I guess, movie-wise?
Did you see the new movie?
No, stop. Now, that's cruel. I'm not going to be cruel.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, like, subject matter.
Oh, subject matter. Yes, okay, yes. I thought, well, you were doing impressions. I thought everybody got to do them.
No, you were being mean. I was being
nice. First of all, I can give you my answer this way.
Yeah.
I enjoy their work. It amuses me.
Mm-hmm.
would that translate? I think, you want an answer?
Yeah.
This is what I would tell
you. Okay.
Do a pilot. Do a pilot,
yeah.
And then we will go from there.
I'm going to go one further, Mike. I think you're going to succeed.
Okay, good. And then I'd like to hear it. That's a yes.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. Yes.
So, Paulie, Jim, if you're listening,
pilot.
You don't
Next
even.
Next step it. Pilot.
Yeah. But you get, you know, Jim knows how to get stuff to Rob, and Rob basically plays it. That's easy. So that should be no problem at all. You agree, Rob? Is
Absolutely.
That fine?
Yeah. And I think the pleasant surprise that awaits us, I have known from sort of the outside looking in, Paulie Christine is quite a movie guy. He has an amazing collection of movies. He knows movies. And I think it's going to be a very exciting thing to hear
Paul
the two of
knows
them together.
Movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Meeting over.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. So there's the answer.
If you could sprinkle
so
in some video
guys,
game reviews, that'd be fun too.
Yeah.
Just for like a
demo. And World Series.
Stop.
Very hot right now.
No. Sometimes I do this because I'm sitting there going, I won't get to it if I don't, and I will forget it. and then I won't mention it to, no, to
this
Oscar.
Is, this is actually perfect timing, and I'm happy now because I didn't know what that call was going to be about.
You, to be honest with you, it's the least I can do.
And I didn't want to be, what is it, surprised by a different ask.
No, you're, so yeah,
this
you're
is
no,
perfect. This is perfect.
It's
this
not.
Perfect. Yeah. And, like if I can touch my toes or send them
right,
something.
Right. If there is more of an ask than the, just doing the show,
yeah.
The answer is a resounding no because we don't have, you know, we don't do it that
Oscar,
way.
Oscar, would you please touch your toes?
Yeah. They ask me that.
Passion yeah. project yeah. is the key here. Yeah, if they like toes. Doing it, that's, touch your toes. That's the
well,
way.
Well, the touching of toes is involves
yes.
passion.
Yeah.
Right.
And Mrs. A, it's really sweet who, that he's taking his wife out to dinner.
Yeah.
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 And you're talking about a guy that's, you know, very familiar with passion product, project,
projects.
Passions. Projects. You see, I stammer on it because it pisses me off.
Yeah, it should.
yeah, as it should.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably never be another passion project here, you know? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm very happy that people want to do, provide content
right.
That people can listen to, and we help with that because with what they've given us, I think that's the least
Mike,
we can do.
Absolutely.
We got to get out front, and that's how we do it.
Amen. So mm-hmm. that's the, so Paul and Jim, that's a yes. That's a big Y-E-S. Go for it and knock yourselves out.
I like right? you called him Paul. Paul Christine. Paul. And James Amato.
Paulie, rock my world. That's what my advice to you. We'll take a break, and I don't know why that was so awkward, but it was. We will take a break, come back with Oscar's Take right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Imagine a world where time drifts slowly. A world where the Yak Shack carries you away. Experience the TMOS Yak Shack, the perfect soundtrack for your way of life.
It's time to
direct from Glover Park, this multi-platinum here. Collection has won the hearts of millions. Set adrift with the timeless pleasures of drunk callers. To order the TMOS Yak Shack, just call 888-920-MORE or send a check or money order to Podcast Village, care of Pony Boy Matthew Bloom.
No.
Rush deliveries no. available, so call 888-920-MORE today.
We wouldn't get it.
All right, so that would be an example of maybe a little too much. You know, that's how I would describe that.
Hard to walk the just line sometimes.
No,
great idea.
No, it's not at all. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, Rob. All right, this segment of the program brought to you by Quip.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to say no, and it's hard.
It is.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power, space age polymers, multiple modes. Really, if I was doing that...
Maybe a little direction.
That sounds like a scene from Disorderlies.
Disorderlies! Rated PG. But I'm talking about Quip now.
Yes.
If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. That's right. Why you need Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush designed to focus on what actually matters for your oral health, healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations and built-in timer ensure that you brush for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, resulting in an even clean. I love that. Even clean.
Even clean.
Even clean.
Even clean.
Also, Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months. It's great, simple to use, comes with a traveler cap that doubles as a mirror mount. Simply put, Quip makes brushing something you actually want to do twice a day, so ditch the gimmicks and grab a Quip. Quip starts at just $25, and you'll get your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS. This is a simple way to support our show and start brushing better. But you have to go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill free. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a fun Friday, which means it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Meara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. Now, without further ado, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
I wasn't expecting
it's a new spin.
I wasn't expecting that.
Hey, I like that.
Oscar, at the yes. Tokyo Motor Show this week, Toyota showed off a new device called the e-broom. And yes, it's an electric broom designed to move you around. Now, unfortunately, it doesn't fly. You straddle it like a witch's broom.
Look
but
out.
It's meant to push you around while you wear rollerblades. But I promise you'll still get people staring at you. There's no word on when they might be bringing the e-broom to market, but I know you love your gadgets, so it is.
I love when you say Tokyo Auto Show.
Tokyo Auto Show.
Well, it's it is fascinating that you've got these auto brands that make robotic, engineers that actually build robots of their own. Right. For example, Honda I think 2 years ago, used an exoskeleton where you would have, let's say a guy like you, Mike Gomera, puts on the skeleton, you could walk around your house and you could lift up the couch by yourself because the exoskeleton is doing all of the hard work. Now,
why is the couch in the kitchen, honey?
because I could. Why does a man climb a mountain, Carla?
Because it's there.
Yes, you're right.
Point being,
put your hands up.
It's this.
I'm RoboCop.
Where's the broom?
The broom.
The broom is under the foundation. I left it up.
The broom comes into play. Look it up on YouTube. It's phenomenal.
Yes.
The broom comes into play, I think, in, I would say, larger open space. Say like a high school gym.
Sure.
You probably have the poor janitor that's got to use the little machine or whatever he's got to get through. It could be more efficient if he just hops on that thing, throws on some rollerblades, and he's good to go. So I'm all for the advancement of technology and making jobs that are hard, that people don't want to do, easier.
Awesome. All right. I'm all for that. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Oscar, according to a new study, the average American loses $193 worth of stuff when they're drunk every year.
Year?
Every year. The things we are most likely to lose are our phone, keys, and cash. But 1 out of 10 people has lost something with sentimental value to it, and 14% have lost friends. What's your take on this, Oscar?
I'd be lying if there hasn't been probably at least once a month somebody says, is that your $10 bill? Because I have these jeans that are much tighter than they should be, and I'm still just trying to squeeze myself in them.
And by the way, thank you.
You're welcome. And then when you take your phone out when you're hammered, you don't think about, oh, I have cash in my pocket. I'm going to lose that. So that happened to me, I would say, 2 weeks ago, where someone's like, is that your $20 bill? And I'm like, yes, it is. I'm a
That's
dummy.
Fine. Yeah. That's not a big problem.
Sunglasses.
Yeah. Not like a car.
Sunglasses. or your car. Anything that's, I would say, above $100. Sunglasses are roughly $350 these days. Keys to a car, another $400. All of those things, if you've lost those in the last year, one of them at least, really have to rethink your priorities in life.
By the way, Carla lost this morning her weekly planner. And I'm here to say, honey, it's good to get into the electronic age because seriously, your weekly planner looks like Clara Peller's weekly planner.
It's so pretty. Right?
This looks like somebody that a 98-year-old woman would use to know when she's supposed to, you know, serve the dinner rolls at the church supper.
Well, I was thinking more like a pill minder. And you know, the thing that I lose when I drink was not even on the list.
What?
It was control of my bowels.
Let me see what's in here for today. Meeting with Carlos, Raul, and Vinny for group sex.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's not acceptable.
That's not good.
No.
Not good at all. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Gentlemen.
Oh, Oscar, Harvey Weinstein would probably be better off not going out in public. On Wednesday night, he goes to the downtown bar in Manhattan for something called the Actors' Hour. Go figure. I mean, really, I don't go out to things during the week, Harvey. You shouldn't either. Apparently, it's a thing where creative types get up and do their thing. A comedian named Kelly Bachman took the stage and immediately called out Harvey as the elephant in the room.
And also
the, quote, Freddy Krueger in the room. Then she joked that she didn't know she had to bring mace and a rape whistle to the show.
Wow.
She actually got a few boos.
Who
boos this? Boo. Somebody in New York, probably, but also some cheers from women in the room. Later on, an actress named Zoe Stuckless absolutely lost it. She went over to Weinstein's table and unloaded on him. She pointed right at him and screamed, quote, nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's going to really say anything. I'm going to stand 4 feet from an effing rapist and no one's going to say anything. I'm with her.
Yeah.
I'm with her.
Yeah,
the guy's seeing me. First of all, he makes a big presence when he comes in. Weinstein didn't react, but Zoe was removed from the club by event organizers, along with one of Harvey's security guards.
Unreal.
She got kicked out.
Unreal.
Yeah, they wonder why people in the Heartland kind of look at the East Coast.
Yeah,
and sort of say,
like, you're out of touch.
Yeah,
that's being. This is the epitome of why this movement. When people are like, "Oh, it's just like it's too harsh," or, for example, you have the Astros with their situation with their assistant general manager or some front office guy that he just got fired because he was inappropriate and he was rude, and that's
to a woman,
to a woman, to a sports reporter, three of them. And I'm not going to get into the logistics of it, but he's fired in the middle of a World Series run.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's amazing. Literally for making people feel uncomfortable and being rude to them and being unprofessional, and Major League Baseball is not standing for that. And the idea that Harvey Weinstein has like legitimately over 50 victims.
Right.
And he thinks it's okay to go to a space like this and sit down and pretend like he's supposed to treat like a regular person.
The thought is that the chip that is wrong, that's misfiring in his head, that allowed him to make the 50 victims in the first place be put in that position, is the chip that thinks it's okay to go out now.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
He's just bigger than the story. Idiot. He's broken.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, the XFL is trying to make a comeback less than a year after the AAF, another new football league, crashed and burned midway through its first season. The AAF quickly ran out of money, and now it sounds like the XFL might also struggle to make a financial model work. Former Tennessee defensive end Corey Vereen was drafted by the XFL's LA Wildcats last week, but he's already quit the league, claiming that he was misled about how much money he'd make.
Okay.
Kind of tough. The NFL is pretty good at quelling the competition.
Yes, but also, I don't think the XFL is going to fail. And I'll tell you why, because the runway for dollars for them is, it's not this, like, just, they're doing this, they've got $1 billion out there to build this league.
Okay.
And they're not going to pay NFL rates, and they're not going to pay MLS rates. They're paying, they want to put together good football teams. But the dollars that are available as a comparison of comps, you talk about what's in the market.
Right.
You can't compare. I think the only thing you can compare yourself to is the Arena League.
Okay.
But you're playing on a larger stage.
So you still think you think they're going to make a go?
I think they're going to succeed.
And I love their gimmick. Their new gimmick is great. No helmets.
Thank you, Rob. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
That's a lie, but all right.
Oscar's Take. And now a little something something. Oscar, Rio may have the parties and Paris has the culture, but when it comes to being sexy, Miami tops every city in the entire world. Miami was named the sexiest city in the world by Big 7 Travel. Cities having the most sex, the best for singles, highest number of romantic restaurants and date sports, cities with the most sexual online searches.
Oh,
all of these things contributed to this website called Big 7. Here's the quote from their website. Scantily clad locals line the sandy shores of Miami, without a doubt one of the sexiest cities in the world. Vibrant nightlife, a rich party culture, and some of the most romantic views in the United States all make Miami a pretty sexy place to visit. What's your take on
that? My take is from my last visit, where Todd Moore saved me from a strip club we were in, as he yelled, "This man is overserved." And whatever the two Yugoslavian or Russian ladies were trying to tell me, I said, "I got to go. My friend said I'm overserved. See you later." That's my take.
That's awesome. Oscar's I love that. That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back with another one next week. And when we come back, the last Audio Vault of the Week. We're very excited about that with Rob Spiewak right here.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally.
Oh.
It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why, when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, "Hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show." And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thanks, Anna. Hi. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. This segment brought to you by our bonus package. What's the matter, Dillweed?
No, what?
Why are you so forlorn? Is it because your team that was favored has just hit the road for a three-game away stretch and you haven't won a game? Down by two is enough to make anyone a bit solemn. Well, now it's your turn to smile, Ked. It's not just because Oscar Santana will be in the stands to root for whoever's winning. Smile because you can listen to the TMOS bonus show on the team airplane or bus or even in the loser's locker room. Fun. It's a grand slam of comedy you can depend on with Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Santos. Pony. It's a commercial-free, unscripted, unrestricted, no-holes-barred sixth episode of TMOS that's better than Peanuts and Cracker Jack. Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content. You know the drill, and you'll be helping TMOS. It is your passport to the
passport.
I forgot who made it, but somebody did. It might have been Linda. a passport to the ass. It was hysterical to look at. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Carling's Black Label Beer. Since 1933, this high-quality lager comes from Cleveland, Ohio, to your supple lips with a cold, crisp flavor and a 5.5 ABV. Hey, Mabel, Black Label, Carling's Black Label Beer, still the official beer of Beer Frisbee, even though it's no longer distributed in the U.S. So, if you want a beer that you can't find, think Carling's Black Label Beer. Tastes like ass. Thank you very much. Now let's open up the audio ball for today. Carling's Black Label
Beer. Hey, Mabel,
beer.
Black Label. Wow.
That hey, was Mabel, their, Black Label.
Very that's popular in the exciting. 1940s. Okay.
Right.
As you know, the World Series for the first time since 1933 comes to the nation's capital, and they always do those weird prop bets, you know, mayor to mayor.
Yep.
And this is what Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. proposed for the game tonight.
You like that? Yeah?
Oh, you got me good on that
one. We will see how it plays out. Good luck, Nats.
That's funny. That's very good.
What would you say is the haircut with the worst reputation of them all?
Oh, boy.
I got one.
The Dutch boy, maybe?
Dutch boy's pretty good.
The mullet.
The mullet. Yeah, the mullet has a bad reputation.
The
yeah.
Sure, the mullet.
An actor that I really enjoy took credit for inventing the mullet. Kiefer Sutherland says he invented the mullet when he was dealing with Joel Schumacher when they were making the vampire movie Lost Boys.
Joel Schumacher wanted me to have
By the way, I don't know for sure, but does Kiefer smoke? Here's Kiefer.
Joel Schumacher wanted me to have long hair, and I had long hair at the time. And then he wanted it white, timeless kind of thousand-year-old look. So I dyed it white. My hair was like normally long, like long everywhere. And I just looked like a wrestler. And I hated it. And I just thought, that's awful. And Billy Idol had just come out. His first solo record had just come out. And he looked cool. And so I thought, well, he's got white hair. That could look really cool. But Joel wanted my hair long. And so I actually think I might have been responsible, or at least partially responsible, for creating the mullet. And for that, I'll apologize to the death.
I love him. I think he's great. And it's not just when he runs
Have
and
another
jumps
Marlboro light there, Keith.
Oh, I don't think that's
he's
a
He's right in The Lost Boys. His hair is long, but it's a mullet.
Yeah, it is a mullet. Yeah. That might be the first one. And he doesn't have to jump in a Christmas tree for me to love him. I think he's just a good actor. It's always nice to have a healthy amount of self-awareness, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think Kanye West thinks about himself?
I am unquestionably, undoubtedly, the greatest human artists of all time. It's just not even a question anymore at this point. It's just a fact.
That's a fact.
What? Wow.
He was on Kimmel last night, and you know, he's gotten very religious, and he's doing these massive church services and stuff. And it actually came up.
How many things in your life where it's like, this isn't in service for God, but it seems like you're going to get more out of it. This is where you're going to get the better job, better cars, all this. But we're in complete service to God, and the business is thriving.
You feel born again, Kanye? You feel would you consider yourself to be a Christian music artist now?
I'm just a Christian everything.
Uh-huh.
Everything.
Kanye.
He's a Christian everything. He could grow a Christian mullet if he wanted.
That is so very exciting.
But if you really want to know how to make yourself feel better, some people find it through their faith.
Oh, yeah.
Some people find it through something more tangible, like a new product that just hit the market this week called the Testacuzzi, which is a small...
Testacuzzi!
A small, mini, bubbling ball bath.
After a long day in a pair of skinny jeans, nothing says happiness like a soothing dunk of the tea bag into a steaming hot cup of chamomile tea. After you've pitched your tent for the night, doesn't it sound delightful to sit back, relax, and dump two plump marshmallows into a piping hot cup of cocoa? With the Testacuzzi, feel free to let the boys go skinny dipping, or perhaps chunky dunking is more your style. This isn't your mother's jacuzzi. Clearly, it's your father's.
I think it's a fine idea, but when I looked at the product, I can't see it being applied with ease.
No, I don't think
so
either.
It's a hard thing to probably, you know, use properly.
Yeah, I would
like
imagine.
An avocado.
You could injure yourself.
We have a tape of someone actually using it.
Oh, yeah. You like that? Yeah?
No. But this, like, let us close. You predicted it would have legs, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I get it not.
This is local. This is Virginia-based, but it's also more for Oscar.
Okay.
Because this is a topic that means a lot to him.
Researchers in Virginia announced this week that they have successfully trained rats to drive tiny cars. Said New Yorkers, great, maybe they'll stop taking the subway.
Now, Oscar, this makes me so sad because parking is bad enough in your neighborhood.
It's terrible.
Now they got the little cars.
Jesus.
Stupid rodents. That's your Magic Audio Ball. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, that's it, Evry Abad. Hey, check out our bonus show if you haven't subscribed. What are you doing?
Come on now.
Also, all weekend, we love our weekend calls on the Yak Shack. And by the way, based on Thursday's Yak Shack, you got a lot of explaining to do. I'd like you to up the ante a little bit.
Remember your challenge?
Yes, the challenge was to call with your horrible injuries.
Might be
a disaster, might be actually quite entertaining, but the grosser the better, and we'd love to get your yaks on next week's show. Thank you. Yeah, I asked for it. 888-920-6673. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Michael Maris saying so long. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMarisShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.